Good morning. How's everyone doing? Here, I want you to do something with me today. Go like this. Go like this. And then go like this. And then I'll wiggle your fingers. Isn't that wonderful that we can do that? Just think. We heard about the birth of Jesus. Keep wiggling your fingers. Let's see who gets tired first. Keep wiggling your fingers. Just think that Jesus was just like you and me. He had fingers that he could also wiggle. And Jesus had hands, and he had arms, and he had a head, and he had a body. Jesus is God, but he's just like you and me, except Jesus has no sin. You can stop wiggling your fingers now. But isn't it wonderful that we have fingers? There's so many things we can do with fingers, right? We can reach for a glass of water and get a drink of water, or a drink of Kool-Aid, maybe that's better. Or maybe you like, maybe Vince. And who else? Vince, maybe Evan a little bit, and me. We can use our fingers to comb our hair. Look at that. Vince, comb your hair. Look at that. Vince just combed his hair, and it looks good. But you ladies, you got to use a comb, don't you? But you could use your fingers and kind of fluff your hair out. Now, isn't that wonderful that we could do things like this? And we can use our hands and our fingers to help people. We can help people by giving them a hand and pulling them up and walking with them. Maybe you've walked with mom and dad and you've held their hand. Just think, Jesus had hands, and what did Jesus do with his hands? He blessed with his hands. He held children with his hands. Owen? He healed people with his hands. He touched them. Vincent, what else did Jesus do with his hands?
He helped them.
Yes, he did. But you know one of the greatest things that Jesus did with his hands, as you see on my crucifix, what happened to his hands? Yeah, he was nailed to a cross. Jesus allowed nails to be driven through his hands so that we would not have nails driven through our hands. And because Jesus did this, what happened to our sin? All of our sin was forgiven. All of our sin was forgiven. That's what Jesus did with his hands. He was just like us, only Jesus was perfect. He used his hands in many, many ways. But the greatest way that Jesus used his hands was to have nails driven through them. But we know that Jesus didn't stay on the cross, right? And Jesus was put into the tomb, and he rose on the third day, and then Jesus ascended into heaven, and we'll see Jesus come again, and we will see those nail-scarred hands, and we will know that Jesus is just like us, and we will be just like him, holy and perfect in his kingdom. Well, Jesus gave us many ways and many things that we can do with our hands. And one thing that we can do with our hands is do this. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. Very good. I'm waiting for Kip. Very good, Kip, all right. And we can close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving all that we need in this life. For Lord, you gave us hands to help and hands to assist others and hands, oh Lord, to even fold and pray and worship you. Lord, most importantly, you had hands just like we had hands. And we know, Lord Jesus, that those hands you allowed to be nailed to a cross. And therefore, O Lord, we know and we believe that all my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being like us, perfect in every way. And one day we will be perfect like you in every way. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory, for you are the worthy one, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And all the children said,
oh.